He reached inside the land speeder and flipped a switch on the dashboard. The steady beep of an emergency beacon sounded inside Leia's helmet, and a yellow strobe began to flash atop the land speeder roof. She glanced back toward the crash pits and watched the sky for a moment, studying the four ribbons of flame as they continued to stretch and grow longer. The two lowest streamers seemed to be headed for the middle and far horizon, where crash pits 3 and 6 were located. But it was impossible to say where the two highest streamers were going. And Leia knew there would be many more astroliths even higher, too far above the atmosphere to betray their presence with a friction trail. Clearly, any attempt to estimate time to impact would be nothing but a wild guess. Leia turned back toward the landspeeder. Lando and Dina stood at the front bumper, facing in opposite directions, their lips moving in sporadic bursts as they attempted to establish a line-of-sight comlink connection with the production basin. Han was in the pilot's seat, stabbing at the dashboard buttons as he attempted to raise someone, anyone, on the vehicle's more powerful communications array. Judging by the ferocity of his jabbing, he was having no more success than Lando or Dina. Leia opened a channel to the Falcon and tried to raise C-3PO, or Imad Kaag, whom Lando had hired, with Han's reluctant blessing, to oversee the repair of the Falcon's damaged sensor suite. If the ship's military-grade rectenna happened to be turned their way, it might pick up even a semi-deflected transmission. When the only reply was an empty hiss, Leia began to despair. A typical drop took 17 minutes from lock-on to impact, Dina had told them earlier, and it took almost that long to evacuate. Leia switched her transmitter back to the group channel, then waved to get her companion's attention.
"We don't have time for this," she said. "If an emergency evacuation takes 15 minutes, we're out of time already. Even if we connect with someone..."
"Hold on,"
Han said. He turned to Dina.
"Emergency evacuation? What triggers that?"
"Plant control sounds an alarm, of course,"
Dina said.
"But I don't see how..."
"I mean, what triggers it automatically?"
Han interrupted.
"Say, something big explodes. Would that do it?"
"Of course, if it was big enough to be seen,"
Dina said.
"But I don't see how..."
"Get in,"
Han said.
"I've got an idea."
Leia went for the front passenger seat. Lando took the seat behind her. Dina, who until then had been the group's driver, went to the pilot's seat.
"Sorry, sister."
Han jerked his thumb toward the seat behind him.
"Get in. I'll take it from here."
Dina's jaw dropped behind her faceplate, and she made no move toward the rear door.
"Captain Solo, this is my..."
"Hands driving,"
Lando interrupted.
"Take the back seat, now."
Leia felt a wave of outrage roll through the force, but Dina obeyed. Han hit the throttles before the doors had even dropped shut, and the vehicle shot down the narrow road, weaving and bouncing as it descended toward the production basin.
"We need something that'll go up with a big flash,"
Han said.
"Maybe a processing core or something."
"The closest processing core is down in the slag well,"
Dina said.
"About 10 kilometers from here."
"Too far,"
Leia said. Given the long series of switchback curves, it would take at least 5 minutes to travel that far, even with Han behind the controls.
"We need something closer."
"What about those storage tanks at the bottom of the scarp?"
Lando asked Dina.
"Didn't you put them out here to protect the plant if there was an accident?"
Dina did not reply immediately. A green light activated in the ceiling panel, indicating that the land speeder interior was now fully pressurized. She covered her paws by making a show of deactivating her suit's air supply and raising her faceplate. Leia chinned a release tab inside her own helmet. She didn't quite trust Dina. The woman had a habit of thinking too long before answering a question, and Leia didn't like the way Dina had offered to secure the closures on Han's pressure suit. That was just too familiar. Oddly familiar, given that he was her boss's married best friend. Leia flipped her own faceplate up, then turned to ask,
"Is that a difficult question, Chief Yuce?"
"It isn't,"
Dina replied a little too quickly.
"I'm just trying to recall what we have in each tank at the moment, and wondering whether we can breach them. They're triple-walled Durasteel, sandwiched around 2 10-centimeter layers of Duracrete. Crashing a landspeeder into one wouldn't even crack it."